Well, shit. Albina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. Yemen rises by the millions to confront the occupation without limits or red lines. Hypersonic missiles and drones strike on Tel Aviv amid aggressive raids on Yemen. UNIFIL, government, army and resistance. The occupation is responsible for violating the agreement, the political editor wrote. Millions of Yemenis poured into public squares and streets in response to the call of Ansarullah leader Sayyid Abdul Malik al-Houthi, renewing their mandate for the armed forces to proceed without hesitation in deterring the occupying entity's continuation of its criminal war on Gaza and its aggressive raids on Yemen. The slogans echoing through the demonstrations demanded a confrontation without ceilings or red lines. On the ground, Yemeni military spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Sarriya announced two separate operations: the launch of a hypersonic missile targeting Ben Gurion Airport in retaliation for the attack on Sana'a's airport, and a drone strike on a vital target within the occupying entity near Tel Aviv. As with previous strikes, millions of settlers were forced into shelters. Analysts and commentators on the occupying entity's television and press platforms agreed that Israel has entered a war of attrition with Yemen, a trap set by Yemen into which Benjamin Netanyahu's government has fallen. Commentators on channels 12 and 13 noted the repeated failure of Israeli air defenses to counter Yemeni missiles and drones, attributing this to Yemen's success in developing weapons capable of evading radar and bypassing various types of defense systems. They emphasized the futility of repeated defensive efforts. While airstrikes on Yemen have proven equally ineffective in forcing Yemenis to retreat or in crippling their capacity to continue targeting Israel. In Lebanon, the repercussions of the occupation army's incursion into Wadi al-Hajar continue to dominate the political and media landscape. Statements from UNIFIL, the Lebanese government, and the army have held the occupation responsible for violating the terms of the ceasefire agreement. Meanwhile, Hezbollah's MPs have warned that if violations persist, and the committee overseeing the agreement, along with its international sponsors, fail to enforce its terms on the Israeli side, the people of southern Lebanon will exercise their right to defend their land.